Today we're going to be looking at the wonder of gifts and the power of love. And I think Mary is a beautiful example of how to live in connection with Spirit, where you can be open to receive gifts, allow them to touch and move and transform you, and then be willing to offer them back to the world as the gift that comes through you. Mary opened in willingness. The angel Gabriel shows up and says, guess what? You're going to have a baby. Oh, yeah. But she realizes that this is a deeply spiritual moment and a profound calling. And so she says, yes, let me be the channel. And then for 9 months, she carries this vessel that is forming. If you don't believe in the presence of the divine, you've never seen a newborn baby. And realize that from two cells, this vessel was created that is so intricately woven together. We can't create that just in a manufacturing plant. We can't do that. And there is a wonder to the created life. And she knew that and gave birth to this child who becomes our great way shower, teacher, friend, companion. And then does she just keep this child to herself and say, oh, don't we have a lovely family here? No. Her whole thing is to say, be who you've been sent to be in the world. That's what Spirit is saying to each and every one of us. Be who you've been sent to be in the world. And then this child that comes through her offers incredible gifts of healing, of teaching, of love, of the presence of the divine. We're all called to be vessels just like that child was, and to be willing to open to receive, and then to add our blessings to, and then to give back to the world from our core, from our heart center. The reason the Dead Sea is dead is because it is able to receive water flowing in, but it has no place for outflow. Life is a flow of blessings in, around, and through us. Angelus Arian in Living in Gratitude, which is the book we've been using this year, said there are two kinds of gratitude. One is the kind we feel when we receive, and the other is what we feel when we give. Because both are the same flow of divine presence, receiving and giving. And we're called to do both. For some people, it's easier to give. For some people, it's easier to receive. But we're all called in divine energy to do both. She invites us into something she calls royal generosity. And I love that name, royal generosity. Today we're going to be looking at the Magi a bit. Royal generosity is giving without any expectation of something in return. In February, we'll do random acts of kindness. But we're invited to do those all year long. To give without expectation of return, but also with a trust in the flow that as you give, it will be returned to you tenfold, a hundredfold. Not so you can amass it, but so you can bless even more and send even more back out into the world. Teilhard de Chardin said, matter is spirit moving slowly enough to be seen. Isn't that wonderful? Matter is spirit moving slowly enough to be seen. That presence of spirit, the presence of love, The signature, sole signature marker of the Christ is not the cross. It's the star. The cross is the marker of the transformation where physical form and spiritual form become one. And we realize we're eternal spiritual beings. The star is the sole signature of the Christ light, which is that divine light that is within each of us. Stars. The star marks the place so the shepherds and the magi could find where the Christ child has been born. That star was also found in the stories of Krishna, Confucius, Buddha, Zoroaster, and Hermes with their mystical births as well. It's like a star in the sky that says, pay attention, pay attention. Until 553, stars were actually considered to be divine beings. They were angels that watched over us. They were soul blessings that were in the sky above us. And it represents, this star in the sky represents the Christ, and therefore it represents love and the coming of love. Because the thing that calls us out into the world more quickly than anything else is love. Calls us out of ourselves, out of our security blankets, out of who we've been and to who we can be. To love is always a leap of faith. It's like a star that says, come out, learn, grow, deepen. Follow the star. It is love that calls us out, and it is love that called the Magi from afar. The Magi appear in Matthew, which is the most Jewish of all the Gospels. And yet within this most Jewish of all Gospels, the Zoroastrian astrologer king priests come. It's a marker of the universality of the message of the man Jesus and the spark of divine light that we call the Christ. He was totally inclusive. Turned no one away. You did not have to be Jewish to sit at table with him. You did not have to be a male to sit as part of his sacred inner circle. You did not have to be healthy for him to touch you with love. And so the Magi coming and being honored represents that this is a culmination of an even older story that's one of the oldest stories that's ever been written. It's called The Pearl of the Soul, that reminds us all that we came from spirit and we are all sparks of the divine. And in this ancient, most ancient of manuscripts, it says, and souls will be sent from the divine to help us remember who we are so that we can reunite with the divine completely once again. And so the Magi had been watching for the markers. In the Old Testament and the New Testament, as I shared last Sunday, are statements to watch for markers in the sky, the presence of the divine, because it is all divine creation. There is nothing that is not of God. And so these three wise men, Magi, kings, by the way, if you read the actual scripture, it does not say three. There are three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And so by about the second century, they said, oh, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, there are three gifts, there must have been three kings. Nowhere in the actual scripture does it say that. By tradition, by the 6th century, they had names. Gaspar, Melchior, and Balthazar. And it's interesting because although they're not in scripture, we all just embrace this. And I love it because that's partially what faith is about. And finding a way where it makes sense to you and you personalize it so you can then step into the story. And it shows how important these figures were. How easy it would have been to just ignore the three magi. Oh, that's there, but instead, there is a whole mystical school around the magi that continues in the world to this day. They watched the night sky and followed the star and went far around and crossed the desert and then arrived. They go to the king and then they realize that they don't want to be aligned with him. And so they go on their own and they find the Christ child. And then afterwards, so that they don't endanger that Christ child, they go home by a different route. They follow the guidance to come, to gather their gifts together. Gold represents material substance. It represents ideas and wisdom being made manifest. Frankincense is a resin that is rich and fragrant, and it represents heart and longing and love and holiness and transformation. And myrrh represents mind and life and awareness. It's a pungent aromatic frequently used to bless and anoint a body to send it back to spirit as with a reminder of the eternality of life. So the gifts that were given, were brought, were symbolic, deeply symbolic at the time and continue to be. And so these magi gathered their gifts and they were willing to leave behind everything they knew, their comfort zone, and to take off and follow the star that had called them forth, that said, there is being born a master way shower who will help us remember who we are. That is love. We must go. And so they travel far distances and they bring their gifts and offer them to this child in this humble scene, dedicating themselves to honoring his presence in the world. And so Mary said, I'm willing. She becomes a channel, has this child, and even when it's still a baby, lays it in a manger, surrounded by elementals and the whole world, and then says, come, share in my joy, share in this birth. And from the hills come the shepherds, and from far distant lands come the magi. And the magi arrive on January the 6th by church tradition now, which is Epiphany, which is the official marker of the end of the Christmas season and the end of the 12 days of Christmas. Most of the time growing up, I thought the 12 days of Christmas were the 12 days leading up to Christmas. They're not. They begin Christmas Day and they go through Epiphany. And there's a reason for that, because you experience the wonder of Christmas Eve, the relighting of this light that is ever present with you. It just gets bumped up a notch on Christmas Eve. And then as you incorporate the energies of the winter solstice, the night of the universal holy sun, S-U-N, and sun, S-O-N, it's not by accident that Christmas and the solstice weave together. You enter into this holy place and you open to receive the gifts of the season and to offer your gifts. And then over the 12 days of Christmas, you begin to incorporate what I was gifted with this Christmas. How can I then offer this to the world in the coming year? And so the arrival of the Magi on Epiphany is saying, allow yourself to receive all the gifts of this Christmas season. Let them become such a part of you that you then can offer your gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh to the world on Epiphany and in the coming year. So I invite you to let this holy season be particularly special this year. Think about what it is you're receiving this Christmas season. And then between Christmas Eve and Epiphany, look at how do I integrate this into my life? Little ways, big ways. And on Epiphany, welcome the Magi into your home, into your heart. And then allow them to inspire you to be like them, to follow the star, and to share your gifts that are uniquely yours to share with the world. Martha Smock, in the great Unity classic, Listen, Beloved, says this: the greatest gift that has been given to you is the gift of the Christ Spirit in you. For this Christ Spirit in you allows you to give the gift that encompasses all other gifts, the gift that is the ultimate blessing, the ultimate fulfillment, the gift of love. Let us pray. Sweet, sweet Spirit, abiding presence of the divine, in this time of year where the veil is thin, where the angels dance between the realms of spirit and the realms of earth, where each of us is invited to encounter the rebirth of the divine in our world symbolically and to be a channel of that made manifest in our world and in our lives. Open in willingness in this moment to follow your own star, to be willing to receive the gifts that are yours to receive, to incorporate them into you so that you may pass them on with the added blessings that only you have been sent to offer the world. Allow this holy season to move and transcend you into a place where the living presence of Spirit is your companion by day and by night. And in your heart of hearts, there ever abides the shining star that calls you home to the divine. For this season, for this time together, we say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. And so it is. Amen.